What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. And as usual, we're going to put the coronavirus news down toward the bottom. And because I think we're all getting pretty much sick and tired of being coronified all the time these days. Used to call it conditized. Now we're being coronified. And we have to wonder, what is going on out there that they don't want us paying attention to? Like a possible impending conflict with Iran. Anyway, let's start with Joe Biden. Joe Biden confirms one name he's considering for vice president, and that's Michigan's governor. The same governor who threatened doctors who used a promising COVID-19 drug, the hydroxychloroquine. And now, of course, they're out there saying, yeah, maybe we need this because it does seem to be working. And that would be kind of cool. That would be the end of this whole thing. Now, Joe Biden and the Democratic leadership are floating the idea of canceling the national convention, the nominating convention. And I can imagine if that goes through, there's going to be a lot of ashtrays flying around Hillary Clinton, because there'd be no possibility of a brokered convention. It would be Joe Biden. He would have a lock on it at that point. So, and a lot of people, they're scratching their heads because Biden just seems to be coming apart at the seams these days. And, they're saying because of the coronavirus, that just like the Olympics were called off, or at least delayed a year, that they should call off the Democratic National Convention, which is a big party. And, you know, I'm sure the people who are planning on going would be disappointed. But again, it would erase the possibility of a brokered convention. And that means nobody can come on in and step in at the last second, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Andrew Cuomo or any of these other people that they're floating as a last second replacement for old Joe Biden here. Biden himself is calling for remote virtual voting in the 2020 general election in November, and he's calling on the secretaries of state to begin securing remote virtual voting capabilities now for the 2020 elections. Well, I'm sorry, but if you look at the debacle that we had with the Bush-Gore election down in Florida, that whole mess, I mean, our elections are just a joke. And the more they computerize them, the more it's possible to rig them. You know, I can just see it now. They cancel the national convention. They go to virtual voting. And Hillary is the write-in victor. I mean, I don't know how you do a write-in candidate on a virtual vote. But if there is a way, go ahead and write me in. Or write Claire in. One of the two. So apparently, Joe Biden had another embarrassing moment on TV. He did a 17-minute interview, and he was in 17 minutes, realized he wasn't looking at the camera, was looking at the wrong place. Just got to follow that little red light there, Joe. That's the active camera. Apparently, Bernie Sanders was on The View, and I don't know why that show is so successful, because it's, you know, just the hosts arguing with each other, liberal agenda. But apparently Bernie Sanders was on there and they just grilled him about, when are you dropping out? When are you dropping out? When are you going to get out of Joe Biden's way here? And Mike in the control room said, careful, you really don't want to get stuck with that job. You're right, I don't. But I could never be president anyway because I won't lie to the people. I did inhale. And I enjoyed it. Anyway, that's right. David said that. I got to stop paying attention to this thing over here. It's a distraction. Anyway, so Bernie Sanders got a raw deal on The View, and Sanders should have realized that they were going to put it to him when ABC aired the promo announcing his upcoming live appearance, literally accusing him of politicizing this pandemic to push his agenda of Medicare for all and implying his staying in the race could guarantee Donald Trump another term. Well, no, because by the time it comes down to a vote, there's only going to be two candidates. There's going to be Joe Biden, and there's going to be Donald Trump. And Bernie Sanders will be out one way or the other at this point, barring the unforeseen. But I'll tell you, the first time they get Trump and Biden on a stage all by themselves, debating each other, Trump is just going to steamroller over Joe Biden, and that will be that. Trump will have his second term in office. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, has decided to declare a war on drugs, specifically Venezuela. Remember last week they were talking about how Maduro and his uppers were being charged with narco-terrorism, whatever the heck that means. And apparently one of his higher-up officials has already surrendered to the DEA. And this is a repeat of the pattern leading to the invasion of Panama. So now Trump is sending Navy ships to Venezuela to target President Nicolas Maduro and crack down on narco-traffickers and narco-terrorists that he claims are trying to exploit the crisis. Talk about exploiting a crisis here. All right, Ilhan Omar defends herself from the adultery charge with a Quran verse calling for flogging those who falsely accuse chaste women. That's a bit of a stretch, I think, out there. So Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar found herself in hot water on Twitter with her reaction to Trump's warning the next 2 weeks could be very painful in the coronavirus crisis. Omar posted an Islamic saying, Subhanallah, that some interpreted as praise, others as an expression of shock. All righty, we've been hearing about One American News Network and how they're really on top of the illegal immigration refugee numbers. Excuse me there for a second. Apparently, they have been removed from the White House press briefings by the Press Corps Association, by the White House Correspondents Association, and they've been removed from the rotation because apparently One American News Network reporter Chanel Rion violated in-house rules by twice showing up at the briefings without an assigned seat. Apparently, that is a tacky no-no, so One American News is now out of the rotation. Apparently, recent polls are showing nearly 60% in the United States believe our current political system is designed solely to serve the rich and powerful. Imagine my shock on that one here. This was polling that came out yesterday, backdropped by the coronavirus outbreak. Most of the country believes the U.S. political system only works for the wealthy and elite rather than for working people. And I can see why they might be thinking of that. I mean, look at the new coronavirus relief program. They're going to add $16,000 in taxes to the American people, to each American citizen, for which they get a $1,200 check. And the difference between that $1,200 and the $16,000 goes to the bankers. Such a deal. Now, speaking of such a deal, if you are a Powerball player, the Powerball jackpot is now an incredible $180 million. I'm almost tempted to buy a ticket myself. Boy, can you imagine the website and radio show I would have with that kind of money? Actually, no, I'd probably retire. Anyway, Powerball is America's leading lottery. You've heard it in the news here. Back in 2016, the lottery paid out $1.5 million in jackpot prizes to three lucky players, shattering all previous world records. Well, now it's a $180 million jackpot to be divided against everybody who comes up with the winning numbers. All righty. Former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, has called for Hungary to be expelled from the European Union after the country passed emergency measures to combat the Wuhan coronavirus. Now, Susan Rice, who served as UN Ambassador and later National Security Advisor to Obama, demanded that Hungary be removed from the EU, saying just basically kick Hungary out of the EU. I'm not sure Brussels would go along with that. Brussels needs all the help they can get. But the comments were made in response to measures taken by the Hungarian government, led by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, labeled the Coronavirus Protection Act, which critics say allows the Hungarian government to rule by decree without the need for parliamentary consent. The government rebuffed claims about the new law, stating that Parliament is able to lift the state of emergency at any time, and the measures do not, in fact, dissolve the Parliament. We're getting a lot of wars over there in the Middle East, and it's shaping up to be NATO versus the Middle East nations, and it's overturning the regional order. It's causing a lot of chaos there. Under U.S. command, Great Britain took control of the Red Sea entrance. The United Emirates turned on Saudi Arabia and inflicted a bitter defeat on South Yemen, while the Houthis did the same in North Yemen. Yemen is now split into two separate states, and the territorial integrity of Saudi Arabia is threatened. These are the things that are going on that corporate media would normally be reporting on if they weren't coronaizing all of us. We're being coronaized. And speaking of the coronavirus, apparently, according to Yemen's information minister, he's saying that face masks airdropped by Saudi-led warplanes in Sana'a and other cities are already infected with the new coronavirus, urging media outlets and activists to spread awareness of the danger. Shades of the surplus army blankets given to the Native Americans, right? So Daifullah al-Shami said, given the fact that the Saudi-led coalition has turned Yemen into the scene of the world's worst humanitarian crisis, it is a big surprise to see coalition forces distributing masks across the capital and several other Yemeni provinces. Shami urged media and activists to warn citizens against touching or wearing the masks. So, article coming on out of VoltaireNet.org. Which target after Syria? Not that we're anywhere near being finished with Syria, but already they're saying, where's the next war? Where's the next nation on that list of places to be conquered and taken control of? And it's coming on down to possibly a new war in Turkey or Saudi Arabia. I would say probably we're closer to war with Turkey than with Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia is going to feel like a right bunch of fools when the war starts, because they've been helping the United States pick off the other countries in the Middle East and apparently didn't realize sooner or later the U.S. would turn on them. So, anyway, over in South Korea, they've discovered an oil pipeline illegally installed by the United States forces in Korea during the Korean War. And it was illegally installed and used by U.S. forces in Gunsan, North Yola province in the 1940s and 1950s. Sources at South Korea's Ministry of National Defense in the city of Gunsan told the Hankyore on April 1st that the city and the Defense Installations Agency found the pipeline underground on a second dig near 60929 Gesa neighborhood in the vicinity of Oku Reservoir. The steel pipeline was buried around 70 centimeters underground, running from Gunsan Harbor to an airfield on the U.S. Kunsan Air Base. The pipeline was presumably left there by the United States Forces Korea after they shut it down 40 years ago. Why they're making a big deal about it now, I'm not sure. But I guess they were a little upset that the U.S., which was supposedly on their side in the war, was playing these kind of games here. All right, let's get into the economic news. It was a real roller coaster ride on the stock market today. Dow futures were down, then the market opened up, then it went down. Then it went up again, then it sort of went down, and then it went up again, and it closed at 469.93 for the Dow. The labor market, though, is in a free fall. Almost 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment in just the past 2 weeks. And this is 10 million over and above the other millions that have been out of work for months and years who are no longer counted as unemployed. So we're getting into Great Depression era levels of unemployment here. But good luck collecting unemployment. The states don't have the money. Their revenue streams have collapsed. People aren't working. People aren't paying taxes. People aren't buying stuff at the store, so there's no sales tax. It's all coming apart. It is all falling apart here. And I think the damage is so great, they're never going to get it back. Like I said yesterday, I've got a source inside the financial sector who's saying the economy is going to be dead until the end of the year at least. Now, the United States Treasury, and I emphasize the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve, but the Treasury now has their ability to print their own money. okay, shades of Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Jackson, and it can take certain actions the Federal Reserve can't. This may be a step toward abolishing the Federal Reserve, which would be a really, really good thing, because it's that Federal Reserve system that left our economy so weak that a simple little virus could bring it all crashing down. One thing that has happened during this coronavirus uncertainty is there's a gold rush. People want to buy gold, and there is a shortage in small bars and coins right now. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Michael in Canada, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm just on my way to work here, Mike. I just want to check your knowledge of geography a little bit here. You know where Nova Scotia is?
Yeah.
Okay. And New Brunswick?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the body of water between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick? The highest tides in the world.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them having the highest tides, but I don't remember the name of the body of water off the top of my head. I would have to cheat and look at a map here. Wouldn't be the Bay of Fundy, would it?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So, now, on the other
thanks
side,
to Mike for calling to that one.
Yeah. Okay. Now, on the New Brunswick side of the Bay of Fundy, there's a lovely city called St. John.
Yes.
And when a car dealership opened up here, like one of your cars, what, you know, your car there, a new car. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the owner, I think it was the owner, came to visit the city, and he said this. He said, "You people, you live by the Bay of Fundy, and you cannot say Hyundai."
Oh, that's a groaner. That's a groaner.
No, but he was. Everybody says Hyundai and Hyundai and all this other stuff. He said, "You live by the Bay of Fundy, and you can't say Hyundai."
That's terrible. That is a terrible, terrible joke. And
that's not a joke. Hey, that's not a joke. That happened. The guy
he really
came here.
That's what
he said. Yes. Yes, that happened. That's exactly what he said. He was on the news there, and he said, "You people, you live by the Bay of Fundy, and you cannot say Hyundai."
Well,
apparently that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought it was pronounced Hyundai, because there's that Y in there, but maybe the Y.
Yeah. And some people say Hyundai.
Do you remember the Isuzu? One of the funniest commercials I ever saw were all these Japanese technicians trying to teach American car salesmen how to say Isuzu. And it finally ends with one of the Japanese saying, and they couldn't get it. And the Japanese salesman at the end of the commercial says, "Don't feel bad. I still can't say Chevrolet."
Yeah. Hey, one more thing before I go.
Yes.
I listened to your show, and I don't agree with a lot of your callers, don't expect to, and they probably wouldn't agree with me and everything. But I think some guys get on there and just try to agitate people and get people's goat, I think. Because nobody could be that stupid, you know, to some things. Now, for somebody to get on a radio show, your radio show there, and try to tell anybody that the people of Cuba were better off working for the plantation owners than they are now. I heard it said that during those times, the people were lower than the master's dog.
Well, I mean, obviously, the whole point of the Bay of Pigs is it proved that the Cubans preferred life under Castro than they did under Batista.
Yeah, but I think anybody coming on saying, and don't get me wrong, I bet you there are a lot of people in Miami that were from Cuba, the ones that bugged out, and they can tell you how great life was for them back then. There's a lot of
they were part of this clique. I mean, when the Cuban government fell, where do you think they all went to? You know,
that's right.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line, Michael. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is, in fact, still in the middle of a fundraising drive here. And, folks, we really do need the money. We need new equipment. It's starting to look like having been moved to a cloud server at whatreallyhappened.com. They're now saying I need to move to yet another server to get back to performance I had with my old prior dedicated server, which I'd wish they'd left well enough alone. But, you know, it's basically, less performance for more money is what they're telling me. Anyway, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. So let's go back to the phones here. We're talking with Michael in Canada. He of the Bay of Fundy, and the car is Hyundai.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Mike. I just wanted to make one more point, though. I was trying to say, I bet if you went down to Miami and around there, you'd find a lot of people who bugged out of Venezuela who could tell you how great their life was, you know, before Maduro.
Well, you know, Maduro enjoys the support of his own people. And as a matter of fact, Guaido is now apparently dropping his claim to be Venezuela's legitimate president. And the U.S. is still supporting him. you know, possibly leading to a coup d'etat. But the people in Miami who came over there after the fall of the Batista government, they were part of that government. They had very good lives in Cuba. They were the 1% of Cuba, if you will. And the CIA arranged for them to come on over to Florida, which started that whole Cuban thing down in Florida. But they were part of the problem. They weren't part of the solution. And as I said, the Bay of Pigs basically illustrated that the ordinary people of Cuba, the 99%, preferred life under Castro to anything that the U.S.-backed Batista was going to give them.
Well, that was my point, that all these people down there are talking to your other caller, telling them how great life was, you know. Yeah, life was great for them, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, it was very good for them.
Yeah, for sure, they're going to say that. There's a lot of people from Venezuela saying the same thing, probably. But anyway,
okay,
I'm going to let you go. I think I'm losing your signal here.
Yeah, we're having some problems with the phone line. We're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I got a few things for you. The first thing I want to talk about is the economy in terms of a lot of your callers are saying they were, you know, they think we might have some inflation. The way I see it is we're going to have inflation in items that are necessities. But everything that's a non-necessity, we're going to have deflation. In fact, the houses are going to go down in price just like they did in 2008. And if you look at the housing index over that period of time, you'll see that while we had the crash in 2007, 2008, the bottom didn't happen until late 2010, 2011. In fact, that's when you got the cheapest prices for foreclosures was in 2010, late 2010, 2011. So everything that's a non-necessity, we're going to have deflation in because the American people are going to be scared. They're talking about having 200,000 people dying. Well, if those are mostly old people, a lot of them own houses. We're talking about all these divorces. Houses got to be sold. How are they going to be? The houses are going to go down. And another thing, why would anybody buy a house in a collapsing market? It doesn't make sense. It's the dumbest thing in the world to do. So they're going to have a problem with housing. They're going to have a problem. It looks like energy is going to stay low for a while.
Yes.
Although I don't think it'll stay as low. I don't think it'll the low prices will last as long as the housing prices could last. Especially when, you know, another thing they keep talking about, well, this thing may come back in winter. I mean, that's just going to scare people. The more you scare people, they're not going to go out and spend money on things they don't need. So unless the government can buy all the houses up, like they're giving everybody a check for $1,200, maybe they can walk in and buy every house that's on the market. Maybe they'll do that. But, I mean, that's not the free market. You know, they always preach this stuff about the free market. That's not the free market at all. That's the antithesis of the free market. So, and then the other thing I want to talk about real quick, Mike, is a lot of your callers, like, you know, I'm not complaining about Dustin or anything, but, you know, I'm not going to give up my liberty to be for them to safeguard me a little bit. I'll tell you, Mike, I get off work, I go down, I got an old Victorian house I'm working on, and I got guys helping me, and I'm not stopping it. I'm not doing anything different. Yeah, I'm not out, among a bunch of crowds of people, but I'm not gonna, you know, give up my liberty for a little safety. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be back after 2 days. Let's talk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Let's see. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve in West Virginia. We're talking about his view that we're going to see a lot of inflation on essential items that are always in high demand. But for non-essential items, demand is going to drop, taking the prices with it. So, Steve, would you pick up where you left off?
Well, yeah. Just like I said, you know, I mean, if you think about the housing and stuff, you know, they're talking about, we're going to have all these divorces. Well, if we have divorces, houses are going to go on the market. Okay. If we have people dying, especially senior citizens, houses are going to go on the market. We already have a bad housing market, and we have 1%, you know, interest rates or zero interest rates. So, unless they start paying people to buy houses, you know, they've scared people so, but they're scaring people a lot. And I just see it's going to be bad. And unless they step in and buy every house, or they have some hedge fund, they give a hedge fund the money to buy all the houses up. But that's not the free market. I mean, they preach all the time, oh, we got to have the free market. But everything they're doing right now is anti-free market. So, and like I said, I got two other quick things. Like I said, I'm not giving up my liberty for safety. I don't need them to protect me. And you know, I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. I'm, like I said, I'm getting off work. I go work on my house. that I don't live in, and I go to the store, but I'm not, you know, I'm not staying home, like, you know, I think the whole thing's a farce. There may be a virus out there, but I don't think it's this deadly virus, you know, that's going to kill everybody. And let me put it to you this way. I don't think the way Dustin thinks. So the only other thing I got for you, Mike, is there's all this new QAnon crap on the thing that's saying that the police, the military and stuff are out in New York, and that there's children in the tunnels. That's the new thing. They're going to rescue all the children in the tunnels from the pedophiles, and there's a whole network of pedophiles in the tunnels underneath New York. And we're doing
I have my doubts about QAnon, and I don't post anything from him or her or it or they.
Mike, it's total. Mike, QAnon is total nonsense. I don't know how they brainwash these people, but QAnon is total nonsense. Nothing. They keep delaying everything. There's no arrests. There's nobody of any significance that's been arrested. Sure, some people have resigned, but heck, they're going to come back and work for the next Democrat administration. I mean, all those people that resigned, just like Elliot Abrams, you know, he was arrested and charged with a crime. Now he's working for Trump. Well, the Democrats are going to do the same thing. You know, the ones that are blackballed right now are going to come back and work for another administration. It's all a farce. I think they're all friends. I think we'll see after Trump gets out of office. I think we'll see parties with him and Hillary together again. I think this is all a ruse. I don't believe in any of it. And I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not voting for the Democrat, but I'm not voting for Trump.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the economic news, have you seen what's happening to gas prices? I mean, we were out and about earlier today and passed a gas station, $1.60 per gallon. I don't remember the last time I saw gas that inexpensive. Demand is just down, and it's driving the price down with it. But there is concern that Saudi Arabia is using this opportunity to try and crush the U.S. shale oil industry, because right now they can't pencil out. If oil is that inexpensive per barrel, then these shale oil companies, they're losing money, and their investors are going to get very, very nervous here. And basically, oil prices, benchmark WTI prices, have crashed nearly 70% in the first quarter of this year. And it's formed a bottom of around $20 per barrel. And great for us to fill our car inexpensively, but the oil companies are in serious, serious trouble. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Mitch in Arkansas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about patriotism.
Okay.
Yeah, so where's all the patriots at, Mike? Nobody's doing anything. Like, what's going on?
Well, I'm doing something.
No, I know. In general, everybody talks about, oh, I'm a patriot and all this stuff. Nobody's doing anything, Mike. Everybody's just sitting down with their hands underneath their ass, like just... they're sitting there doing nothing. Nobody's doing anything, Mike.
What do you suggest that they do?
I don't know, Mike. I'm just saying the whole thing is just crumbling apart. Everybody's letting them take it away from them, and nobody's doing anything. All these people throughout the years, and they talk about, oh, I'm a patriot and all this stuff. Nobody's doing anything. They're just sitting there, they're not doing anything, Mike.
Well, I think the vast majority of people are aware that things are going very, very badly in this country. And I think a lot of people, like myself, wish to avoid blood in the streets. And they're still trying to find some way they can work within the system, work within the letter of the law to try and bring about a change. At some point, I'm sure there's going to
be... people want to be slaves, right? They want to be enslaved.
No, I'm not saying that. You know, go back to the Declaration of Independence. you know, government should not be changed for light and transient causes. But at a certain point, it becomes necessary and inevitable. And I think we're on that path right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, Mike, there's, if we're on the path right now, like, nobody's doing anything. Everybody's just sitting down. Like, you just got done saying, oh, well, the gas prices are down. Nobody can even drive anywhere or travel or do anything. And it's like, I don't know, Mike. I just, something's got to give, man. And it's not happening, like I said. And then nobody is doing anything, Mike.
Do you remember the Romanian Revolution?
I remember the Spanish Civil War when they were murdering Christians in the streets and cutting their heads off and all types of crazy stuff.
I want to use the Romanian Revolution as an illustration here. 2 weeks before it all happened, if you looked around Romania, you would have said, nobody's doing anything. Everybody knows there's a problem. Where are the patriots? And it took only 2 weeks to go from that point to Ceausescu being machine gunned on Romanian national television. It could happen that fast here.
I know, but look at today, though. I mean, everybody's just... So here, put it, let me put it this way. So for 4 years, Trump said it's all fake news. It's all lies, right? Don't believe anything the media is telling you, and, you know, it's all fake news. Now he's saying, oh, it's real news. It's all real, and everybody's dialed back into mainstream media again. I mean, come on, Mike. It's crazy. Like, it doesn't – none of it makes sense. Like I said, I don't know, man. That these patriots – oh, you're worried about your Second Amendment, right? Everybody's worried about their Second Amendment. What are they doing with their guns? They're locked in a safe in their house, and they're not going to do anything with them. So, and they're, what they're going to do, they're going to walk to their mailbox and get the check that Trump's going to give them and be like, oh, stick with the plan. We won. It's lunacy, Mike. And you know what? Like I said, people want to be slaves. You know, I know.
People want to be slaves. I disagree with that. I think people want to be free. They're just saying, you know, there are certain lines they don't want to cross as of yet. Now, are you advocating violence? I want to get this clear and on the record.
No, I'm not advocating violence.
Okay, then what are you upset about?
No, I'm not advocating violence. I'm talking about that. Think about the movie The Matrix, right?
Yeah.
The woman in the red dress. You remember that scene?
I remember that scene.
Okay, look it up. Because he tells you people want to be slaves. They want to be slaves. And people will actually fight to keep this whole system going. They'll fight to keep the system going.
No, he said basically people were still plugged into the system. He never used the word slave. He said people are plugged into the system and they'll fight to keep the system going. And I think that's a very cogent observation about society. But he didn't use the word slave or slavery in that context. You know, he basically said the system does enslave people, but the people themselves were not aware that they were slaves. Therefore, they could not execute a choice. In fact, there's an old saying that the very best slaves are ones who don't realize they're slaves. And that, too, is very pertinent.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And then think about when the one guy got unplugged, and then he gave him a steak, and he's like, I'd do anything. He's like, I would do anything to eat this steak again. Remember?
I remember that, yes. No, I love the Matrix.
He was and he would sell out his fellow countrymen or whoever. He's like, oh, I just want to eat this steak again. I don't know, Mike. We're in a terrible situation, like I said, and nobody's doing anything. You know, we can just keep... I don't know, man. So.
All right, well...
All right, Mike.
I still think that we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of our government. And probably not
the Soviet-style collapse has already happened, but we're going to have the same government. They
the
all
Soviet
ran
Union,
to their bunkers.
The Soviet Union became a republic.
You think Putin's not in on it? Come on, he's with Khabib, Lubavitch, and all of them, Mike. Come on.
Well, my understanding
Putin's
is...
Putin's in on it, too.
Things got a lot better for the Russian people after the Soviet Union fell apart. And now it's the Russian Republic. I mean, look how well their economy was doing prior to the United States making stink face at them and trying to bring them down.
Mike, you can't even walk down the street in Russia if you don't toe the line. They lock you up and they kill you and they imprison people. Nothing changed. Come on,
yeah.
Mike.
I mean, where are you doing this nonsense stuff? I mean, I know people in Russia. I have people in Russia who email me all the time. And that's not what's going on over there. They're considerably more free than they were. And I mean, what you were saying might be true, might have been true under the Soviet Union, but not under the Russian republics. Anyway, listen, Mitch, we got other callers waiting on the line right now. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. The caller before last about the housing market, I just wanted to comment. I bought my house, my first house, at the bottom of the market in 2014 because housing prices dropped. That's when they, just before they started to go up again. But, you know, they needed to come down. These bubbles need to pop. You know, I was mad about Bush and Obama. You know, we got screwed the last time when they let corporations buy houses. They let hedge funds start to buy houses. They let foreigners, you know, a lot of people in Canada started buying all these houses that were at the bottom of the market. They did this again to pre, you know, to the bubble again. So I think they deserve the pump. I mean, Seattle, where everyone's paying $500,000 for a house, you know, but the average wage is still makes sense. So, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. I should have sold my house because I think the housing market's going to decline again. But and it might decline now for. We'll see what happens, but that, you know. And
okay, well, Dan, we're having some problems with the phone connection. Yeah, yeah, there's probably going to be another decline in housing prices here, and for those who have the means to do so, it would be a good opportunity to buy. Anyway, listen, Dan, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was going to give you a little insight about why Biden probably picked Gretchen Whitmer, Mitt Whitmer, the Michigan governor, like for vice president. She's a George Soros minion. She worked for Soros, okay? So I was always trying to figure out how, because Michigan kept their Republican legislature, but all of a sudden we got this Democrat governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. How'd they pop up when everybody else was Republican? That's how it was. She works for Soros. So Biden would pick her because he'd have Soros on his side.
That's a definite, that's a good insight. That's a very, very good insight.
That's it. Yeah, that's why. People don't know it. I can't stand her at all. But what are we going to do? You know, we're stuck with her. I'd like it if she goes with Biden, so we could get rid of her. I'd be happy about that. But yeah, she's a Soros
minion, and
that's probably how she got the election, too, because there was no other way when everybody else voted Republican. And all of a sudden, we got the Democrat governor.
Okay, well, like I said, that's how Indiana got rid of Pence. But the next election, you know, vote somebody else in there. But, yeah, once again, we see that George Soros is tinkering with our country like it's his own personal toy. And I, for one, resent
you're
it.
Right.
He's not elected. He doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent American values. This is a guy who aided the Nazis. You know, he was a collaborator. And that's how he got his initial fortune. And then he broke the Bank of England, which is how he made, you know, his fortune grow. This is not a good man, and I don't know what his ultimate agenda for the world is, other than he's definitely on board with the one world government, which everybody said was going to happen this year. So we'll see. Anyway, Laura, anything else? We got about Trump, half an...
I always thought Trump should have him arrested. Really? But evidently not.
He's in violation of the Patriot Act. He's broken a whole bunch of laws, but he's got enough money and enough lawyers to keep himself out of jail until he dies, whenever that's going to be.
Right. And then when he dies, he's got the sons. I think he's got a couple of sons to pick up where he is, you know? So...
I don't expect much problems from the son. They'll just spend the money like crazy and live the good life. All right, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words with more phone calls.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, some people consider the fascist state of New Jersey, and I tell you where I live, there's no big overriding tyranny. I go out for walks, you know, and we just follow social courtesy of keeping our distance. And if I haven't shopped in a while, but if I do, I'm going to wear a mask when I shop. And to get through this, we're all going to have to just put on masks and just be, you know, practice social distancing. And before you know it, we're going to get through this because the whole goal is to flatten that curve. So hospital admissions aren't spiked, and everybody a chance will get everybody will get a chance to some health care if they do fall sick and need a hospital. And I think it's relatively reasonable. You know, a lot of people, there's nothing to get excited about because we've already gone, or you should have gone through the five stages of grieving already, you know, and we should be up at the acceptance stage. And you know, it is the spring. We should try to be optimistic. I see this as a temporary issue. And most of this is, you know, if you're living in a state that is cracking down on you, that is, you know, a state issue. It's not a national issue. You know, we have to be honest. And Donald Trump has been relatively reasonable about this. Remember, he is delegating a lot of this to the states. He's trying to orchestrate the states, and he's trying to have the states work it out amongst themselves, which is, you know, part of our history. That's the way we do it. You quarantine the sick, not the healthy. That's the only exception to this. And you let states control their borders. If Rhode Island wants to keep New Yorkers out or have New Yorkers sign in when they visit Rhode Island, Rhode Island has every right to do that. That's up to Rhode Island. Although, if New York retaliates later, because remember, Rhode Island doesn't have an international airport, and the reason why New York is highly infected is because of the international airport, maybe they should put a surtax on Rhode Islanders for, you know, flying through the state of New York if they're going to take off out of JFK. And so, to the you know, some of the listeners out there, they're very forlorn. They think this is going to be the end of the world or some kind of God or damn rung out of this. And I just think, you know, fellas, put the masks on. And before you know it, another 3 weeks we'll be complaining about having to wear masks at work. Right? And, you know, the governments, your local government, your local governor, your state governor, he's going to finally succumb to the pressure and realize we got to get the economy going because they're not collecting taxes. Right?
Right.
And so I'm just trying to, like, you know, like, fellas, just assume this is a forced, like, this is your vacation. We're all vacationing together. And before you know it, things are going to get back to relative normal, although you're going to have to wear a mask. On that note.
All right, well, Paul, we're going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.